KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. A new report shows the Trump administration's plans to repeal clean energy tax credits could increase energy bills for households, including those in Indian country, especially in the West. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
U.S. households could see their annual energy costs rise significantly by the end of the decade if Congress repeals the Inflation Reduction Act's tax credits. That's according to independent research firm Rhodium Group, which estimated price changes in electricity, gasoline, and natural gas. In many parts of our region, household energy bills could jump $250 or more, which is higher than the anticipated national average. That includes Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Arizona. Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana could see their energy bills climb just over $100 a year by the end of the decade. Report author Ben King.
If the motivation behind some of these policy changes is to try to reduce energy costs, our evidence suggests that certainly these policy changes pull in the opposite direction of that.
Right now, household electricity costs are relatively flat across the Mountain West compared to a year ago. That's according to the Federal Energy Information Administration. For National Native News, I'm Caleb Radel.
An unusual protest in British Columbia that's seen by some as a form of justice may be going too far, authorities say. The family of a man accused of a targeted killing on the northern archipelago of Haida Gwaii has been banished from the community. More from Dan Karpinchuk.
Tyson Young was charged with second-degree murder after a member of the Haida Gwaii community of Skittagat was killed by a vehicle. Police say Luke Pearson was the victim of a targeted homicide. Several members of Young's family fled after they say they were threatened by residents of the community. Then their homes were bulldozed, and local businesses said anyone associated with the accused was not welcome in their shops. The family was essentially evicted and banished from Haida Gwaii. During the journey, they were prevented from sleeping, eating, or refueling in other indigenous territories. Protesters gathered along the route with signs saying, "Justice for Luke." Others followed the convoy in their own vehicles, sometimes for hours. Smogolgam is a hereditary chief of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. He was also one of the protesters.
Our ancestors, whenever somebody was exiled from their own territories, they're expelled from their territories, and as they're leaving, their neighboring territories and all the allies that they've got are not allowed to serve them. They're expected to pass through the territory and continue on. And that's kind of what we're doing here. We're upholding our old laws.
Other leaders say a number of indigenous communities have been struggling with drug deaths, especially among young people. And this protest is indicative of the frustrations that many are feeling. Police have been monitoring the family's journey, and out of an abundance of caution, a police escort was provided. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
A farm in Salem, Oregon that teaches traditional ecological knowledge to youth has just had some federal funds unfrozen. After President Trump took office this year, many federal agencies have weathered cuts and cancellations. That includes the USDA, which had previously approved 3 grants to Elderberry Wisdom Farm. Board President Rose Hybear.
The roots of traditional ecological knowledge are grounded in our spirituality. And a lot of people have forgotten their traditions, and we need to restore our own native spirituality and our relationship with our oldest grandmother, the Mother Earth.
Hybear says U.S. Representative Andrea Salinas helped restore a grant worth $750,000. Elderberry Wisdom Farm is now looking for interns to do native stewardship practices. One will be planting trees in a lower-income area of Salem.
We have heat waves here in Salem. When you've got a low tree canopy, it can be 30 degrees hotter than in the more prosperous neighborhoods. So we're really committed to help our ecosystem and to help our young people to get into careers that are more fulfilling to them.
Hybear says funding remains a concern as the internship program's account will dry out next year. You're listening to National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Enbridge strives to be a good steward of the environment, a safe operator of essential energy infrastructure, and a good neighbor. More on Enbridge's Indigenous Reconciliation Action Plan at Enbridge.com. Enbridge proudly supports this program.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Body. to love could be inside of one. I never knew what my life was for, but now that you're here, I know for sure.
Bye. good store. You're gonna give them all your money.
Radio plays what they want you to hear.
Tony, it's cool, I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money, and everything's gonna be alright. You to hear. Tell me it's cool, I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money, and everything's gonna be. You to hear. Tell me it's cool, and I'll sure believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money, and everything's gonna be alright.
Face to face with the man himself. a David Bowie song.
Yellow energy.
there's a living promised land, even over fields of sand. Seas just fill my mind and cover me.
Yeah. guess that I can. Oh, best that I
every sign looks so golden when you're walking down.
to prove that you will always be around.
Just a puppy's hair. Please untext your farewell. Silver edge and now sin. Down the hill, bell, Jack and Jill, and you came tumbling after. Silver edge and now sin. So rip away the tears and drink a whole to happy years. And you may find a lifetime's passed you behind. What would you say? That's the big one. You are a monkey on a string. Don't cut my lifeline. A donkey on a chain. Don't bite the mailman. What do you say? Well, I was there when the bear ate his head. I thought it was a candy. Everyone goes in me. Knock, knock on the door. Who's it for? There's nobody. I look in the mirror, my friend. I don't understand at first. You cannot speak for all the rest. For the morning rise, a lifetime's passing me by. Oh, what would you say? Don't drop the big one if you were a monkey on a string. Don't cut my lifeline if you were a doggy on a chain. Don't bite the mailman, what would you say?
Feel pain, we all go through things, but it's time to overcome all that. Your plane crashed in the water and everybody died. Would you drown on purpose or try to survive? I was born handicapped, my arm wouldn't move. They called me a cripple, pops caught an attitude. Beat my mom, smoked lie, drove trucks. My mom's had a miscarriage. He didn't give a fuck. He sniffed some coke, come home. Beat up on my mom's cause she's talking on the phone. Come on. All I ever wanted. Go. Packed up her bags, we bounced out the door. She said, I ain't taking these whippings no more. I wanna live to see my little tar grow. I remember teardrops on my pop's face. Looking down at me standing on the staircase. Handsome brother with a smooth goatee. Makes me wonder why he acts so ugly. You feeling me?
All I ever wanted.
Bounce, swig some Jack Daniels, sniffed up an ounce. Grabbed the shot, he left Long Alpha Queens, possessed by a demon, a devilish scene. I was too young to understand the risk when your mom's come home off the midnight shift. She turned around, heard the shotgun click. My pop said, you think that you can leave me? Leave me? He blasted my mom's in the back. She fell down screaming, I can't forget that. My grandfather tried to close the door. He got shot 10 times in the stomach, yo. For real.
All I ever wanted, all I ever needed, was a father.
That's all.
All I ever wanted, all I ever needed, was a father.
My head was spinning, I had never seen blood. 4 years old, this don't feel like love. Anyway, pops disappeared, grandpops and moms healed up over the years. This therapist got up in her head, led her to believe without him she'd be dead.
Check this out. I want the best, I won't settle for less. Since Cupid shot my heart, I'm stressed. The love I feel is real strong. I can't prolong, drop the beat and let's put it in song.
Fell in love.